Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman today. Is he going to be back tomorrow?
He is.
Hawaii, is that what I heard?
Yes, Hawaii. He was on the very late overnight flight last night, so he might even still be sleeping today.
Yeah, that flight. Have you been to Hawaii? I've flown to Hawaii before.
I've not.
You fly back and it's you leave at night and you see the sunrise and set. It's like you're out there forever. It is worth it. I'm going to tell you. You know, I used to say Mexico is just as good. Florida is just as good. No. Hawaii is kind of its own deal.
Yeah,
it really is. It's a great place. I think I've gone three times. I don't know that I go again. But now if I'm going to get on a plane for that long, I want to go someplace I've never been before.
Sure.
You know, that's if my wife and I are going to spend a lot of money. I want to go someplace where they don't speak English. I've said that before. Like when we flew,
Australia is no good for you.
No, we went to Australia because Lisa's daughter was going to school there, so we went over there for 10 days. And I was just reminded of the Lewis Black line when he says, "He goes, if I'm going to be 16 hours on a plane, at least they could do is speak a different language." I felt like I was in California when you're in Sydney. I mean, it's just a nice, beautiful city. You know, it's got unique buildings, right?
Yep.
But it's. You didn't feel like you're on the other side of the world. You just didn't. I mean, it was cool, but
until you watch the toilets go the other way, that'll blow your mind, right?
That is, that's true. That is true. that did blow my mind. So 8 Democrats, and I'm wondering about this. So it looks like the government shutdown is going to occur. They got the 60 votes in the Senate that they needed for the first step. Still has to pass the House. Still, which I'm guessing is a foregone conclusion because I don't think they have that same restriction there. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that it's pretty much going to be there's more Republicans than Democrats, so they're going to get it done. Not many more, but plenty. So that'll get it done since they're doing it on terms that the Republicans offer them. And then Trump would have to sign off on it, which of course he will. So this is basically a done deal, I think. And so I'm kind of curious as to whether the Dems, I'm wondering if the Dems were smart enough to do this. 8 senators in the Democratic caucus broke with the party late Sunday to vote with the Republicans and advance the legislation to end the government shutdown. 3 of the 8, Angus King of Maine, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, have supported the continuing resolution to fund the government since the shutdown began. The 5 others joined, however, and I believe none of the 5 are up for re-election. And I think one of them is retiring. So Senator Angus King of Maine, an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, Mr. King was one of the lead negotiators of the deal. He said many people are being hurt by the shutdown. That pain had pushed his colleagues to support a deal that would reopen the government without extending the Affordable Care Act subsidies. Senator Tim Kaine, we remember him. He was a vice president candidate one
yes.
time, wasn't he? With,
yep.
with Ferraro? Was that it? Was that the Or was it? Or was it Hillary?
Yeah, it was Hillary. Wasn't it?
Was it Hillary? Mr. Kaine said on Sunday evening that he was backing the deal after securing a provision in the temporary spending bill to reverse layoffs made during the shutdown and ensure that furloughed workers would receive back pay. Senator Dick Durbin, he's retiring at the end of the term. He said the bill is not perfect, but it takes important steps to reduce the shutdown's hurt. John Fetterman, we already talked about. Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, she said that it was time for Republicans to engage in serious bipartisan negotiations. Well, yeah, okay. And on and on and on and on and on. Senator Jackie Rosen of Nevada defended her statement while accusing Republicans of weaponizing their power in alarming ways during the shutdown. She cited the withholding of food stamp benefits and reductions in air travel. So that's why Trump did what he did. I mean, when I was filling in for Chad back about a week ago on Tuesday. Trump was backing off of withholding funds on SNAP after the Democrats had publicized that SNAP has essentially a slush fund for this. In my house, you know who keeps the slush fund because she can save money is my wife. Ain't me. So all of a sudden, something will come up and she'll go, I got some money. She keeps it, and I'm glad she does. She's got a little. So that's the SNAP has that slush fund, right? It's there in case this happens,
yep,
that people can be fed. Even if it wasn't there, it seems to me inhuman that you withhold those funds. Absolutely inhuman that you withhold those funds. But given the fact that they actually have a fund put aside for this, and you don't do it then, that's even more inhumane. And then Trump comes out and says, oh, and by the way, any of the states that go out and do it themselves, like that's what Tim Walz says, right? He says, Minnesota's going to fund SNAP.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm going to punish those states for doing it. It's like one thing. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. Okay, that's not fine. I'm just saying, you know, but now you're getting it, stopping other people from doing something that's going to help poor people. I mean, it's just so transparent, but it worked. It worked, and he got the shutdown taken off. But it did work because this is, and I'll tell you, Ezra Klein, a columnist in the New York Times, he wrote today, he said, the Dems were winning the PR battle. They were. He says, the polls show that. And he goes, I don't know why they buckle now. I don't know why they buckle. Well, I'll tell you why. And this is the one reason why. Maybe they just don't like seeing poor people not get their food. And they're willing to say, you know what, the hell with it. We're not going to let that happen anymore. I believe the reason those people are doing is that. But do you think it's at least possible that the Dems all got together and said, look, we can't have people out there starving. We can't have half of our airplanes grounded. We can't, you know, all of a sudden a plane's going to crash or something's going to go wrong. We've got to stop this thing. So let's pick out the ones of you that are going to get hurt least by it. You guys go do it, and the rest of us can stand there and act indignant. I wonder if, I don't know if they're that smart to do it.
That's the issue, right?
Or they'd have that much of an idea to do it. But mm-hmm. But now you've got, you know, all the leaders and our two. You know, I think I've got the Amy Klobuchar said, I voted against this budget bill because it does not prevent health insurance premiums from doubling for so many in our state. The president and congressional Republicans should have come to the table to work with us to lower these costs. Smith also opposed the Sunday deal, criticizing the GOP for failing to address an extension of the ACA subsidies in the measure. I will not support this bill that completely fails to help Americans afford their health care, Smith posted on social media. Allowing this to pass is a mistake. So that's where we are. We got it looks like it's going to pass. But I mean, here's what Ezra Klein wrote. The guts of this deal are this: food assistance. Well, he says, first of all, he says, over the weekend, a group of Senate Democrats broke ranks and negotiated a deal to end the shutdown in return for, and if we're being honest, very little. The guts of the deal are this: food assistance, both SNAP and WIC, WIC, I was told, will get a bit more funding, and there are a few modest other concessions on spending levels elsewhere in the government. Laid off federal workers will be rehired and furloughed of federal workers, given back pay. Most of the government is funded only until the end of January, so get ready. We could be doing this again in a few months. Most gallingly, the deal does not extend the expiring Affordable Care Act tax credits over the Democrats ostensibly shut down the government in the first place. All it offers is a promise from Republicans to hold a vote. He's right. I mean, what they were holding out for, they didn't get. So we'll see what happens. But I'm guessing that we may be around again in January. By the way, when we come back, I'm going to stay on this topic a little bit because Donald Trump is doing something. Remember the big, beautiful bill?
Oh, yeah.
There was a little. You should see what he's doing on taxes, who he's cutting taxes for. I mean, I'll give you a guess. It's not us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman. You can hear me Sundays from from 10 until noon. And I'll be on again next Sunday, breaking down the Vikings again and then the Wolves. And well, later today we got Chip in, so we'll talk a little Vikings the 2 o'clock hour, and probably talk a little Timberwolves too. It looked like maybe they're kind of coming out of their slumber. We'll see what happens there. A couple of texts here. If Republicans don't fix it by January and people see their bills, it will all be on Republicans. That is what the Democrats are banking on. I think that's probably right. I think that's a good outcome that they probably want. But if the Democrats really don't want people having their premiums be high. I mean, they might be high, but people will suffer if that's the case. And maybe it'll lead to a change at the midterms. We'll see what happens. On top of SNAP, which we've been talking about, and where Trump is withholding money to the poorest and the most needy amongst us, while he's also taking the money and giving it to the rich. And here's what's happening. He is the anti-Robin Hood, okay? This is from the New York Times. With little public scrutiny, the Trump administration is handing out hundreds of billions of dollars in tax cuts to some of the country's most profitable companies and wealthiest investors. The Treasury Department and Internal Revenue Service, through a series of new notices and proposed regulations, are giving breaks to giant private equity firms, crypto companies, foreign real estate investors, insurance providers, and a variety of multinational corporations. The primary target, the administration is rapidly gutting a 2022 law intended to ensure that a sliver of the country's most profitable corporations pay at least some federal income tax. The provisions, the corporate alternative minimum tax, was passed by Democrats and signed into law by President Joseph R. Biden. It sought to stop corporations like Microsoft, Amazon, and Johnson & Johnson from being able to report big profits to shareholders, yet low tax liabilities to the federal government. It was projected to raise $222 billion over a decade. So what Trump has done, and it's this kind of stuff that really makes it comical to me, even though it's so sad, is there are three branches of government, right? We have the executive. We have the start with the legislative branch. They make the laws. You have the executive branch. They enforce the laws. And then you have the judiciary. They interpret the laws. So Trump is the executive branch. So there's a statute that was passed by Congress that has not been overturned. Congress could go in. The big, beautiful bill could have undone it, but it didn't. So that law is still out there that says these corporations have to pay an alternative minimum tax. And Trump is telling the IRS and the Treasury Department, we're not going to do that anymore. Just ignore it. Ignore it. Let them, in fact, on top of that, let them not pay that tax. There's $222 billion that's going back. And in the meantime, what he's done, and we know what the big, beautiful bill did, it has gutted Medicare, Medicaid, other poor people. So they're literally cutting programs for the poor and the oligarchs are getting rich with it. They're actually taking the money. They're essentially stealing money and giving it. He's taking it from them and giving it to the rich people, which is against our whole tax plan. We have had a progressive, or it's called regressive tax. Regressive, the less you make, the lower percentage you pay. The more you make, the higher percentage you're supposed to pay. It used to be that way. It was that way in the 70s. It was that way in the 80s. It's not that way anymore. Because there's so many loopholes that guys like Bezos, and they're making, they'll go from $100 billion to $200 billion, and that extra $100 billion, they'll pay like $223,000 in tax. Meanwhile, some guy making $40,000 a year is paying 12% of his tax every week, every month. And so it's really been a power shift away from how our country is supposed to work to how it is working.
Don, I mean, when he ran the first time, he talked about this. That's how he beat Hillary. You know, we always remember the moment from the debate, right? She's railing about Don not paying taxes, and he says, well, I don't because I'm smart, and people like you are the ones who've made the laws that enable me and my companies to find those loopholes and do that. And now he's the man in charge, so now what? Let's just make more loopholes. Let's just make it easier for myself and all my buddies.
It's true. The big, beautiful bill, though, is a different animal. I mean, that is a different – look. The rich people, it's really what Bernie Sanders is about. It's what James Tallarico, the guy that I keep talking about in Texas, all about. We need to stop fighting right and left. It needs to be the super rich are right now taking – well, the stat is I think the top 40 – if you take the 40 richest Americans and look at their net worth, it is the same as the total net worth of the bottom 40% of the country.
That's absolutely insane.
This is what happened. This is what led to the French Revolution, right? I mean, I say it all the time. you know, when they run out of bread, she goes, let them eat cake like they have cake. That's exactly what Trump's saying. Yep, you don't, you can't let them eat SNAP. Oh, wait, you don't have SNAP anymore. You know, they're taking away the safety net for the most vulnerable amongst us. And I'm not saying every single government program we have is the right program. I'm saying the concept of this is that they take all this money and then they just funnel it up this upstream instead of downstream. That's basically the grift that Trump has been on for a long, long time. And he's doing it. And the big, beautiful bill was absurd. And people, one guy just wrote in and says, look, he says, oh, here's a good one. You know, you don't argue with a lawyer. You know, you really shouldn't argue with a lawyer.
Let's hear it. Come
on. He says, wrong. The executive branch does not enforce the law. The Justice Department does. Guess what? Where the Justice Department in? The executive branch. Go back to school, my friend. You know, I mean, this is pretty simple. It's not the president running around and doing it. He has these other departments under the executive branch. The Justice Department is one of them. The Treasury is under. The IRS is under the executive branch. They're all agencies developed to enforce the law. And the thing that makes this even more ridiculous is one of the GOP's standards, and this was a big thing when Trump first became president, this was a big thing under Reagan, it's a big GOP thing. A big GOP thing is we have too many regulations.
Yes.
We have too many regulations.
Government
needs to be
out of here.
And then the Supreme Court, when there is a regulation, someone can sue and can say, hey, that regulation, like the Environmental Protection Agency, this happened. They said the Environmental Protection Agency's regulations go beyond the authority given to the executive branch by the statute. It has to be within the confines of what the statute allows, because the legislature is who makes the law. They're merely regulating it. So it goes to the Supreme Court, who's now going to interpret it. And they have interpreted many of these over the years and said, no, EPA, these regulations are not within the scope of the statute. Therefore, you can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Trump taking and using the regulations to violate the law. So he's doing the same thing that goes, this should go to the Supreme Court. He should not have the right to do this. But for some reason, nobody does anything when Trump does this stuff. Nobody. It's because he's got the wall of the Republicans. So anyway, that's really the worst part about it. One bit of good news today. We heard it on the news.
We got some.
I got is the Supreme Court elected not to go back and look at the marriage. The Supreme Court
same-sex marriage. Yep.
Which is, if you poll people in this country, it's like 80% of the people. I don't know exactly, but it's very popular. People are not against it. Most people are like, hey, you're two adults. You're going to be together anyway, right? No one can stop you from living together and saying we're in a committed relationship. I mean, my wife and I were together for like 8 years before we got married. And I said, well, we're still married. I mean, I still felt like we were married. We just didn't. Finally, we went and had a party and got a marriage license. It was the only difference. Okay. And that's all they want. And by the way, there are some times when you get married, you have less tax advantage. So we're probably getting more taxes out of them, too. So the point is no one wants to go back on that. And yet, you know, this went up through the thing. And thank goodness for now, the Supreme Court, you need to have four votes to take a case. It's called tertiary or petition for it's a fancy legal name. But what you have to ask for them to look at it.
Yes.
They don't look at every single case that goes up there. Petition for certiorari. That's what it's called. And, you know, they only take like 10 or 15% of them. So, but all you need is four votes to take it. Obviously, you would need five votes to rule on the decision. So it's not that difficult to get if they wanted to. And I'm just guessing the Supreme Court figures they got their hands full now. You know, they're going to have a lot of the SNAP thing is in front of them now and all this other stuff's in front of them. And by the way, the tariffs, which we're going to talk about later. Yes, next hour, we do have what's up with Trump. What's up with Trump? Let's get a little. One of the things that's up with Trump is he's talking about a $2,000 stipend for everybody coming out of the tariff money. Mm-hmm. But there was a big case in front of the Supreme Court, where the statute under which he is leveling the tariffs, there's question about whether or not that authorizes Trump to do the tariffs the way he's doing them. And it sounded from the argument that the justices, even the conservative ones, were asking the tough questions of Trump's lawyer. And sometimes that doesn't mean they're going to rule against Trump, but sometimes that could foreshadow that. So that's going to. What's coming up next? Sports bars. Sports bars. What makes a great sports bar? We'll talk about that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.